Charging Your Phone Overnight, Battery Myths Debunked by Eric Griffith in PC Magazine on January 16th. Is it bad or even dangerous to leave a smartphone plugged in as you sleep? The answer is complicated, as are many things regarding batteries. Charging Your Phone Overnight, Myths Debunked. There's been a lot of coverage lately about whether you should leave your smartphones plugged in overnight. Is it bad for the phone? Bad for your safety? What's the right thing to do? In fact, how much should you charge your phone? When's the right time to plug in? Should it go down to 0% every time? Up to 100%? How do you get the longest life out of a battery inside a smartphone? And does it really matter if you're only going to keep the handset around for a couple of years before an upgrade? Indeed, the debate goes well beyond the worry of moderate harm to a device, as some people have fears of perhaps overloading a smartphone battery. That worry seems relatively justified, since it was only a couple of years ago that Samsung's Note 7S were bursting into flames due to battery issues. But as we've explained before, unless a device has some serious manufacturing defects, like that phone did, the fire in your pocket or on the nightstand aspect is unlikely. The problem is, some of the research and opinions out there are diametrically opposed, but we've narrowed down the right and wrong things to do as best we can. We present to you the myths and truths of iPhone or Android phone charging, in particular, for overnight. Charging my iPhone overnight will overload the battery. False. The one thing all experts agree upon is that smartphones are smart enough that they do not let an overload happen. Extra protection chips inside make sure that doesn't happen in a tablet or a smartphone or even a laptop. Once the internal lithium-ion battery hits 100% of its capacity, charging stops. That usually happens within an hour or two, tops. If you leave the smartphone plugged in overnight, it's going to use a bit of energy constantly trickling new juice to the battery every time it falls to 99%. That is, eating into your phone's lifespan. See below. The best thing to do? Don't worry about this too much. Plug the phone in when you go to sleep. If you wake up sometime in the night, unplug it to prevent constant trickle charging. If you don't wake much, plug your phone into a smart home outlet that you put on a schedule so it turns off. Potential problems that could be encountered while charging overnight. 1. Is it hot in here? The trickle charge can cause some heating up. Many experts recommend taking a phone fully out of the case to charge overnight. At the very least, do not stack a bunch of crap like books or other devices on top of a charging device. And for love of jobs, don't put it under your pillow. Do any of the above, and you can expect the phone to get hot. Not necessarily enough for spontaneous combustion, but at least enough to damage the battery. See below. If you are afraid of fire, some in the UK recommend leaving the charging device on a dish or saucer while plugged in, or put it on something metal that is more likely to dissipate heat, like a heatsink does on the chips inside a PC. 2. Bad cables. If you're using a knockoff cable that isn't from the manufacturer, or at least certified in some way, iPhone Lightning cables should be MFI certified, for example, it could be a problem. The cord and connectors may not be up to the specifications needed for the phone or tablet. Don't skimp by buying chintzy cables. I should freeze my phone to prevent battery problems. False. Lithium-ion batteries hate two things, extreme cold and extreme heat. With cold, repeatedly charging a smartphone in sub-freezing temps can create a permanent plating of metallic lithium on the battery anode, according to Battery University. You can't fix that problem, and doing it too much is only going to kill the battery faster. The battery is not alone in hating heat. All the internals of any smartphone don't like it. It's a computer in there, and computers and hot air are enemies going back decades. Leave your black iPhone sitting in the sun as you laze by the pool someday, and don't be surprised when it throws a warning at you that it needs to cool off. In the summer, keep it off the dash of the car, preferably in the shade. Apple specifically says charging iPhones over 35 degrees centigrade, 95 degrees Fahrenheit, will do permanent damage to the battery. Expect the same with any modern smartphone. Best thing to never do? Don't let it get too cold or hot when charging. And don't put the phone in the freezer. That's dumb. My battery should always drop to 0%. False. Running a smartphone until it's dead, a full discharge, every time is not the way to go with modern lithium-ion batteries. Don't even let it get that close to 0%. That wears out a lithium-ion battery faster than normal. Partial discharge is the way to go. Batteries are on borrowed time from the get-go. The insides are in a state of decay that can't be helped. Over time, they're simply going to hold less and less power. If you've got an old iPhone 5 or 6 still in use and wonder why it's only got a charge for a few hours compared to the almost full day you got when it was new, that's why. The capacity diminishes over time. The only way you would want to go out of your way to use up a smartphone battery all the way to zero is to effectively recalibrate the internal sensor that displays your phone's battery level. It's hardly guaranteed. In fact, many people don't think it works at all, but it's recommended by some, especially if you've got a phone that hits 10% or even 20 or 30 and seems to just die. Even if you go all the way to shutdown, that may not mean it's at 0% in the battery. Leave the phone be for a few hours if you think it's worth doing. Then give it a reset, holding down the home and sleep/wake button simultaneously for good measure. Best thing to do? Plug the phone in before it asks you to enter a low power mode. On iPhones, iOS will ask you to turn that on when you hit 20% power. Plug it in when the phone is between 30 and 40%. Phones will get to 80% pretty quick if you're doing a fast charge. Pull the plug then, as going to a full 100% when using a high voltage charger can put some strain on the battery. Keep it between 30 and 80% charge to increase battery lifespan. By the way, fast charging like we've seen in Android phones for a while finally arrived in the iPhone 8 and 10. Before, it took an iPhone a couple of hours to go up to 50%. Now, Apple claims the 8 and the 10 go up 50% in only 30 minutes with the right chargers. That requires a USB-C power adapter, which in turn means owning a special USB-C to Lightning cable, neither of which are included, or using a higher voltage charger like the one from an iPad or even a MacBook. My battery develops a memory. False. Developing a memory was a problem with older nickel-cadmium NiCad batteries. That's where the whole "I gotta discharge the battery entirely" thing came from. Like we said, it's not necessary on lithium-ion batteries. So why do lithium-ion batteries not seem to last as long as they age? It's not about memory. It's about capacity. Your smartphone battery, over its lifetime, degrades enough that in the same amount of time charging, a new phone could hit a full charge, while an older phone might only get to around 82% in that same charge time. Battery University calls it old man syndrome. Another way to look at it is that newer batteries are just hungrier to suck up all that power. Apple claims that Apple lithium-ion batteries are designed to hold at least 80% of their original capacity for a high number of charge cycles, but also admits that the amount differs from product to product. Apple iPhone batteries also support fast charging, so they'll get to 80% pretty quickly. After 80, you'll see the capacity increase slowly, some of which is to prevent heat buildup, and that extends to battery life. But guess what? Fast charging isn't great for lithium-ion battery either. It makes the corrosion go even faster. The current iPhones come with a 5-watt, 1-amp charger block, which works. But of course, you can charge faster with a 5-watt, 2.1-amp charger. If you stick to the QI-based wireless charging, also keep in mind, most support 7.5 watts with wireless fast charging, now available, after recent iOS updates. Best thing to do? If you're going to charge overnight, don't fast charge. Use a slow charge. That means your charger should be lower voltage. Phone batteries only live a couple of years. False-ish. Phone batteries measure their lifespan in charge cycles. That means every time you discharge up to 100% of the capacity, that's one cycle count. But that doesn't mean you went all the way to zero. For example, if your phone is at 80%, you go down to 30%, that's 50%. And you charge it back to 80% and use it again, that's one cycle. You could use 75% one day, 25% the next. That's one cycle. Depending on where you read, expect iPhones to have a lifespan of 400 to 500 charge cycles. Note, that's not 400 to 500 times the phone is actually plugged in to charge. If the phone's capacity has eroded enough, you may have to do that 50% charge in use a couple of times a day. And that's when the lifespan goes even faster. While your phone battery doesn't have a memory that makes the capacity worse and worse, that limited lifespan means you may want to swap in a new battery or batteries. And if you have an older phone, you can grab a new battery on the cheap right now. Last month, Apple admitted to secretly slowing down batteries on older iPhones in the name of overall performance and prolonging the life of devices. It first applied the slowdowns to iPhone 6, iPhone 6S, and iPhone SE devices, but has extended it to iPhone 7 devices too. After an uproar, Apple said it would offer battery replacements for these phones for $29, down from the usual $79 fee from now until December 31st. Battery replacements are generally best done by a professional, unless you're brave. A few new smartphones have a user-swappable battery. Those that do are from previous years, including models from LG, V20, V10, and G5, the Moto G5, and the Samsung Galaxy Note 4 from 2014. The newest one, with a removable battery, is probably the Moto E4. Why so few? Well, you can look at it this way. Most lithium-ion batteries perform effectively for around 2 to 3 years, and that's when the manufacturers would really like it if you upgraded to a new phone. Or maybe it's because the average smartphone user in the U.S. keeps a phone for around 22.7 months, according to Kantar World Panel, so they can always have the newest, coolest gadget on hand. So why bother making it easy to swap a battery? The takeaway here: if you plan to swap smartphones every year or two, charge the stupid thing any way you want, as often as you want, and don't worry about the diminished capacity. But if you want to stretch things out, use best practices for lithium-ion batteries we described above. It may help. Or just take it in and get a new battery installed every couple of years.